Hey everybody, it's Mike, and I am here to introduce to you the extended cut of a fan favorite. In 2018, back episode 22, we interviewed a QAnon honk named Duncan. Our phone call with him ran pretty absurdly long, so most of it ended up on the cutting room floor. But we are now proud to present to you the original interview with some minor edits for our vanity's sake, and correct any misspeaks by me, especially. Plus, a little more than 40 minutes of extra interview that never made it to the air. We think you're really going to like this. This is one of our favorite episodes, so we hope that you really like Duncan on Duncan, the director's cut.
I mean, your jokes are just so stupid. They're funny, and you guys are funny, but they're just so stupid.
It feels like you're running, right? Like, if you did this, you know, just like,
Do you remember the trackpad for the Nintendo?
Yes, I do.
Doesn't this feel like you should be just killing it on the trackpad?
Absolutely,
right now?
Yeah. Totally. Wow, I can't believe you remember that.
That's a throwback. I haven't thought about that in a while.
No. Nobody's thought about that for a long time.
I used to not do well at that.
you don't say. I didn't actually own one. I knew people who owned it.
Me too. Yeah, like my neighbor as a kid had
it. My cousins did, and I think it was mainly to play the track and field game. Actually,
yeah, that was the only thing I ever played on it. Actually, which was cool. I enjoyed jumping, and
yeah, I guess so.
I think they kind of nailed it with the Wii a little better.
And then I learned that it was like pretty much the A and B button.
Yeah, and then you could just cheat. Yeah. That kind of ruined it for me also. Yeah.
I liked the skeet shooting part of the that track and field game.
Ooh, that was when I found out what skeet shooting was, and I was like, maybe sports is cool.
Now you know what skeet shooting is.
Yeah. Yeah. So does my freaking landlord when he's trying to clean my bathroom. Mike, how are you doing?
Chris, I'm great. This is This Awful Podcast.
I have these Google alerts for my name, and I got a Google alert for the first time in a while. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I open it up, and apparently a guy named Chris Caesar has like an author credit along with, I think, two other guys for some kind of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic fan fiction book.
Hmm.
And Mike, I got to be honest with you, that's going to be a problem for me. I don't really like that.
What's wrong with that, Chris?
Look, it's a complicated issue. If you're not online a lot,
you're extremely online.
I am online, basically. I'm like beyond online.
You're the you are the physical embodiment of online. You are the internet.
I was online the other day and having a good time, you know, doing the online thing.
Uh-huh.
And came across someone who was posting a tweet who said, I've read all 2,500 of QAnon's posts, and anyone else who has, feel free to debate me. Like, otherwise, like, fuck off, essentially. I replied to this, I've read all 2,500. Debate me, coward. And she blocked
nice.
Me.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, and I screenshot it and kind of reply to myself as a kind of own. And then our dear friend Duncan fucking just slid in there, like, bottom of the ninth. Slid the fuck in there. I was like, I'll debate you. And he really wants to defend QAnon. And he throws some evidence at me. First argument is referencing a post QAnon made, apparently, claiming to be from inside Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Took about a couple hours, I think, if not less, for people to figure out that it was just a taken image from mass media.
Mm-hmm. So that was widely proven to be false, right?
It would seem almost... You would want it to be an uncontroversially obvious, like... Not even in a partisan way. You're just like, I hope that, like, when I see a chair that people don't see, like, a dog. That'd be great. It's not like, oh, you know, that's a good chair or that's a bad chair. That's, like, a reasonable disagreement. So, just because I'm a degenerate idiot, I just engage with Duncan for some time.
As you're wont to do, yes.
Send me another thing. And this really shook me, Mike.
Okay.
It's two screenshots of one was from 4chan.
Okay.
And it was someone basically asking Q, can you tell the president to tweet this like super specific thing? And I can't remember what it was, and it doesn't even fucking matter. The next image is Trump. Sorry. And it was supposed to be tweeted from inside of Air Force One. That's important.
That. Okay.
The next day, I think, or maybe a couple days later, Trump is on Air Force One. Completely unpredictable behavior by the president. He's on his way to the Army-Navy game, and he is on the plane, and he tweets from it something like, oh, so excited to be going to the Army-Navy game. I'm the fucking president. It has nothing to do with anything that this guy asked him to tweet. But because it was from Air Force One... had 17 words. They were like, wow, yeah, this is Trump calling him. This is it. This is what this guy is literally saying to me. And sending me memes like he's dunking on me. And I was just like, holy fucking shit, dude.
You know, he's just sending the memes and be like, yeah, this will get him.
Yeah, he was. He was sending me these like smug Trump memes with this numbers fucking adding up to 17.
This will fucking do it.
And I'm like, what does this fucking mean, dude? I'm just like, you know what, man? You should come on the pod.
Check it out, our interview with Duncan, the QAnon guy from Twitter. Duncan.
Yes. Hello.
Hello,
this
Duncan.
Is Duncan.
Duncan, how are you, Duncan?
I'm good.
Excellent.
How are you guys?
We're great. Pretty good. You were live on the pod.
How are you tonight? Did you say you were just getting off of work?
I got off of work, and then I ran a couple errands, and then I had dinner, and then I'm ready.
What the fuck did you have for dinner, man?
I had salmon and potatoes.
Now, was it freshwater salmon?
I think so.
Good. All right, good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Because the farm salmon, they're going to fuck you on that. You know, they stain that stuff pink so people buy it. Did you know that?
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's fucking true, man. Anyway, we brought Duncan on because we interacted on a thread about QAnon. You know, as much as I think this shit is crazy, he did agree to come on the pod. I thought it'd be interesting to hear him out.
Yes.
And I guess my first question, Duncan, is like, how did you come across QAnon initially, and what about it kind of compelled you to keep looking into it and take it seriously?
A friend of mine told me this weird poster on 4chan where posting some crazy prediction, and so I kept my eye on it, and then things kept happening, and that turned out to be this guy named QAnon. Anybody who follows Q is anywhere from weeks to months ahead of the news cycle.
Okay.
So I'd like to start off with, if we can, some chronologicals. One of Q's very first posts, if you have your Twitter open, I sent you a tweet just now. If you like, take a look at this image. It's a green post.
Sure. It looks like a 4chan screenshot.
So this is one of Q's first posts. It didn't have a trip code. So Q starts out talking about JK, Jared Kushner, in Saudi Arabia, and talking about what Saudi Arabia known for, spoilers, child sex trafficking, where the biggest donations originate from them. You know, why is it relevant? Because they donate to Clinton. What else is relevant with Saudi Arabia? Child sex trafficking, terrorists, ISIS, things like that. It goes down the list. Anyway, This is what is relevant about this. This was posted the day before the Saudi purge. If you remember the Saudi purge, where Prince Salman, I believe, arrested over 200 of the Saudi Arabian royal family. And that was headed up by Jared Kushner. Later revealed weeks later that he provided CIA intelligence reports of his enemies to Salman, who purged the Saudis. And it was also verified weeks later that American mercenaries were deployed to assist the Saudi prince. So, quick question. Do you think that that was a coincidence that QAnon broke that before the news?
Well, I think what I would say is he didn't really break anything. He...
Well, that was the first time it was referenced to and reported on.
Now, well, he's not actually predicting any kind of purge or anything like that. He's just talking in kind of coded terms about why did Jared Kushner go to Saudi Arabia, and it just so happened that something happened in Saudi Arabia the next day. And, you know, okay.
Exactly. So that's my question. Is that a coincidence, in your opinion?
Well, how many of these things go nowhere? I mean, I feel like if you post enough...
I'm just asking you a simple question here. I mean...
Yeah, I do think it's a coincidence. I mean, it's not a coincidence,
then,
really.
Then that's fine, too.
I mean, it's just kind of... there are two events. I don't even see how they're related. So even calling them a coincidence seems to be kind of a stretch to me. It's just like, you know, why did he go to Saudi Arabia?
It's QAnon who claims to be part of this Q clearance, connected to Trump, talking about Jared Kushner, Saudi Arabia, talking in code about these things that are just about to happen, and then some craziness does happen. Do you not see the correlation right there?
I mean, it would be more compelling
there's some correlation, right?
I mean, he's referencing a trip by Jared Kushner that he made there. Is it?
Yeah, he's referencing because Jared Kushner made a trip there a couple of times in the preceding month.
Well, it's Saudi Arabia.
That was in the news.
Yeah.
So it's not like QAnon was predicting Jared Kushner went there because he went there before Q started posting about it.
Right.
But Q posted about Jared Kushner and Saudi Arabia the day before the purge happened. And the purge happened because Jared Kushner gave the prince those documents identifying his enemy. Now, does that make sense to you guys? Like, did I explain it right?
No, I mean, I think your explanation is clear, honestly, and articulate.
Great.
And, so
if you can answer my question.
Right.
What is that a coincidence or not?
Well, again, it's...
Seems pretty coincidental.
Yeah, like there's an internet post referencing Jared Kushner's trip to Saudi Arabia. Why did he go there? And then suddenly something happens in Saudi Arabia. I'm supposed to believe that QAnon is real and has insight into the government.
Exactly.
I think that's a huge stretch, doesn't it?
Coincidence, right?
Seemed like a logical
guy. Right, coincidence.
Yeah, well, again, not even a coincidence.
So, not even remotely related.
Aside from the country.
I'm keeping a coincidence counter, just so you know. Chris, final vote, coincidence or not?
Coincidence counter, huh?
Yeah. So I'll put you down for one coincidence, sounds like it. So we got one there, okay?
Well,
that it directly correlates, that you predicted it.
I mean, a coincidence to me is like you bump into an old friend and you both have the same book in your hand. It's not like someone...
I'm asking you if you think it's coincidence or if you think Q is legit. What do you think?
Well, I obviously think Q is complete bullshit, man. You mustn't realize that.
Oh, cool. Well, I mean, so far, so should I put that down as coincidence then?
Yeah, all right.
You
can put it down.
What are our options?
My bad, dude. Put it down as coincidence.
Okay, great. I mean, if you got another option besides a cue point or a coincidence, let me know, okay?
Yeah. I will acquiesce to you destroying me with this logic trap that you're setting up.
Whatever. All right. So, anyways, President posts this Twitter picture, and I'll link it to you guys right now.
Love a good Twitter picture.
That was a great store back in the day.
Yeah, dude. Twitter electronics, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a Game Boy just by sucking a dick. Duncan, you still with us?
All right. So, this is coming in. So, this picture is from Trump, and if you go to the original picture on his Twitter and then right click it and save it, you can see that the image is saved as Do It Q.
All right, so here's okay. The original. This is from the 8th of November in 2017,
and then we should hopefully see the name of the image. And does it say Do It Q?
You see that, Chris?
Do It Q.
Do It Q.
Oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's like assuming Twitter generates a random number and the president just didn't name it that himself. It's like a 1 in a billion odds.
I really find it hard to believe that when you upload an image to Twitter, it retains the original file name of whatever you uploaded to it.
It would be a stretch to me.
It would be like letting anyone throw something into a file cabinet with whatever label they want, and how would that even work?
Is that a coincidence? Are we going to put that in a coincidence category for you guys?
I mean, no, because it didn't even happen. This happened to you? You right-clicked on a photo in the president's thing, and it came up as a QAnon reference?
It came up as Do It Q as the file name.
Bro, I mean... He doesn't even have control over that. It's Twitter. They randomize all the file names. We could presumably right-click it.
Somehow POTUS was able to put Do It Q into the file name.
Okay.
And I don't know if everybody can do that. But, you know, this guy's got access to you know, the NSA surveillance system.
Sure. Works for everyone, but...
Wait, real quick. Before we go to this other tweet, can we mark you down as coincidence, or... What do you think? Can we do a cue point on this one?
It might be kind of tough because, again, you are definitely stating two situations. However, they do not correlate in any way, even on a coincidental level. So it's kind of difficult for me to say it's a coincidence or it's cue. I'm gonna scratch out a little side column here. Call it the old bullshit column. And throw a little number on there.
That? Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow. Okay, fine.
I went there, right, Duncan. Well, I fucking went there, bro. All
right. Well, look at this next picture and then tell me what you think.
Okay, let's...
I sent that to Chris.
I really like the public tweeting of evidence. Okay, here we go.
All right.
All right.
So...
Yes.
Duncan.
Well, I'm convinced.
Duncan, I want you to level with me here. This is Mike. Are you fucking with us? If you're fucking with us, I will have so much more respect for you right now. I will.
Honestly, I would give you my paycheck.
You'd be my fucking king if you were fucking with us.
I'd be so impressive.
I would be, because this is.
You know, I often get confused for a troll, but I swear I'm legit.
Okay.
All right. So just so our listeners know, what he sent us was the same photo of Trump with the thumbs up and some of his entourage, Jared Kushner, looks like some...
Stephen Miller.
Yeah, old gang folks. They're all sticking their thumbs up and someone drew a circle around, or an oval, not a circle, around the all the thumbs being stuck up, and then a line from basically drawing a Q... with all the thumbs up. And Duncan, I guess, this is significant for Duncan.
Well, it's just another coincidence, I guess. I mean...
That's a tough sell for me.
So should we say coincidence for you guys, or do we want to do more in the unsure column?
It's fucking a coincidence as hell that Trump and his guys had a thumbs up sign. I've also heard that Trump really likes putting thumbs up his ass. That might be an element.
You know, I'm sure you deniers can find the Virgin Mary in there if you really try hard enough.
Okay, we're not the one finding Q in there. That's you. We're not finding anything in it.
Should we count that as coincidence or unsure?
I think...
Or do you just want to bullshit it?
I think I'm gonna pee a little bit and then use the driplets on my dick to put a one under the bullshit column again.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool.
So I'm going to send you another message here, and this is a Q post, and The Fire and the Fury.
Right.
And that was that book that homie wrote
that
a while back, you remember?
Fire and Fury.
So he posted that on the 7th.
All right, and so it's cool. So what is this supposed to mean?
So on that same day, WikiLeaks tweeted a link to the free version of Fire and Fury, okay? Two chapters in that book had Q in the title, in the PDF version.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you
But look, okay. They're not supposed to be Qs.
Oh. I always thought that Mulder and Scully should have banged. What do you think?
They did.
Oh, I think they did. They did.
Yeah, but I wanted it to happen. Like, when I would go to bed, Duncan, my parents would make me say prayers. What I mean? I have to say, God bless my grandparents, God bless my family. Boy. And then I'd be like, please let Mulder fuck the shit out of Scully. And I'm not sure. I guess I dropped off after the 6th season. I'm not sure how that went down. I'm glad to hear that happened.
Since you're new tweeter.
Yeah,
tweeter. So you see the two chapters, right? And then you see Q's post about it.
All right, so the two chapters that you sent us from this book, The Fire and the Fury, chapter 6, At Home, and the O is a Q. Mm-hmm. And then Goldman, and then the O in Goldman is a Q as well. So you're saying that these are in these are in the published versions of the book?
Those are on the PDF that WikiLeaks released.
Oh,
and then they removed it due to copyright.
WikiLeaks did?
Not WikiLeaks. Somebody removed it. Somebody removed it for copyright. Probably the guy who wrote it.
WikiLeaks known for taking stuff down.
Yeah, I don't think WikiLeaks really responds to copyright infringement stuff.
So well, something happened. It might still be up. But anyway, those two chapters have the Q in it, right?
Cool.
So Q mentions Fire and Fury. WikiLeaks posts a version. There's two chapters with Q where there shouldn't be a Q. And then Q posts about it, saying two chapters. Coincidence? Did you see that part?
That's the tweet he's talking about. So it's a tweet that says, do you believe in coincidences? Two chapters. Q. Two Q chapters.
So here's a new tweet for you. This is the day before the State of the Union address. In January.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the 29th of January, 2018.
All right.
Maybe Q can work the phrase tip-top into the State of the Union as a shout-out to the board.
Was the phrase tip-top thrown in there? Is that what you're going to tell
me? Not in the State of the Union, because it was the day before.
And you can't throw something like tip top into an hour speech the night before.
But you might be able to
just for a second, man, you got an hour speech, right? It's gotta be like 100 fucking pages, right? I'm telling you, you go in there like, hey guys, we gotta get tip top in there. Everyone's like, whoa. We've been writing this speech for 300 fucking years, and it's 60 pages. How the absolute shit am I going to get this in there? And John Kelly's like, get it done, bitch. And they're like, oh, my God. And they couldn't do it, and they just couldn't do it. And that's the kind of stuff you're talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So they had to wait. So I sent you another one.
They did have to wait.
So check out the
day. Okay. So this is a... tweet by Praying Medic.
Oh, boy.
On the eve of the State of the Union address, one of the Anons asked, if QAnon can get the president to work the phrase tip-top into his speech as a shout-out to the board, and he was not able to get the phrase worked into the State of the Union, but he did get the president to say it in his address on Easter weekend in April 2nd. So at some point during the year,
Yeah, that was just a few months later.
Okay.
Just a April. Few months later. He said that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just a few months.
Yeah.
So fucking
after
weird.
Right. So I mean,
so fucking.
You know, I mean, can anybody predict that the president of the United States is going to ever say tip top ever? Like, come on. Like, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. What are you talking about? He asked him to say it during the State of the Union. He says it fucking 4 months later, and you're like, oh, this confirms this guy is a deep state operative? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
I'm asking you. I'm asking
you. No, it's not a coincidence. It's not anything. It's complete.
Yeah,
are you crazy? God. Duncan, what are you doing, man?
All right, so the next thing that you say confirms this. Is this the tweet on the 2nd of April that says tip top tippy top shape?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's what Trump says.
Tip top tippy top shape.
Yeah, it's definitely not a guy sundowning. It's a secret code to all the
QAnons. No, it's just a confirmation. It's just like
it's not a worm laying an egg in a cerebral compress,
right? Trump to say that, and then Trump said it on Easter. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's all that is.
That is so fucked up that a guy went on a message board and said the president would say a word, and then the president said it 3 months later, thereby confirming Pizzagate, as well as a number of other horrible theories. I did not realize that's a very... You never hear people say tip-top, right, Mike?
I've never, ever heard that in my life.
It's so weird. That he would say it,
I don't know, Chris,
one time.
I don't know, man.
4 months after a guy would say it, predicted he would say it tomorrow.
I think it's compelling evidence. I think you're just being a skeptic.
So fucking fired up right now.
Why? Because of the tippy top thing?
Well, you know what? When Duncan and I were talking online, I'll bring up some of the other things that Duncan told me were evidence about QAnon, including a apparent photo from Air Force One that seems to be almost certainly falsified without question, taken from an ABC News special on Air Force One. He just took a screenshot and threw like an Apple thing on it to make it look legitimate. It was why would he fake a photo of being in Air Force One? I just don't understand that.
I've been actually looking into that one, like I said I would, and that one was a bad example on my part, unfortunately, but this is what I've learned about it so far. That was more like a troll on the deep state implicating the Obama administration and Apple and China.
Okay.
And it all culminates into a big, gigantic troll to force a reaction.
Don't you think that it's an enormous, possibly historic level troll on you, dude?
Not just me. It would be millions of others.
That's why it's historic.
Are doing Q stuff.
Can you explain the background on this a little bit?
So Q posted a picture of Air Force One, and it was like a half a picture, and it was reversed, and it had a reflection of an iPhone off of like iPhone 10, I think, because it has a reflective background, and it showed like the Apple logo on this lamp.
Okay, so
in Air Force One, and it was reversed.
Okay,
and then it looks like that's taken from a previous picture during the Obama administration, and then the Apple logo was plastered on it.
Okay.
Does this make sense so far?
Okay.
Okay. So what it turns out is like that was a purposely distorted image to troll the deep state, to force a reaction in a certain way.
Okay. And what reaction would they be trolling for?
I'm not sure, because that's like, that's going to be like Game of Thrones level kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't know. So I sent you another picture if you want to like check out something that's a little bit more advanced, but I think you guys can still get it.
Okay, I think I can get it.
So check out this new picture. Okay, so let me know if you see it has the Q mug on it.
Oh, yeah, the Q mug I just found on eBay while you guys were talking. Yeah. What about that one?
so, So, do you see the bottom left corner is the Q post on January 13th?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we're looking at a composite image here. So it's got multiple images here of a Q mug and then some posts and a tweet from the U.S. Department of Defense. Okay.
Lots of text. You guys enjoy that stuff. You like putting colored text
like to
on
read.
Images. Hell yeah. You like to read memes. I agree.
That post that is from Q is January 13, 2018. And...
Mm-hmm. And the box part says, do you trust the chain of command, right? Yeah. So the next day, over on the right here, the U.S. Department of Defense, the Q team, posts a documentary called The Chain of Command.
Okay.
Neat, huh? So that was 2 days later. And then in that Chain of Command documentary trailer, there is an image of that Q mug.
I mean, I'm just going to read some of this text because it might be confusing for folks who can't see it, but it is a composite image, and the top says, how do we know Q is real? A, quote, white hat, not a part of the silent coup.
Desperately trying to take down a duly elected sitting U.S. president because he's been proving it like this for months.
And there's a 1-2-3 panel, and that helps me break it down.
Yep.
And it says, fascinating, on 13th of January, Q asked if we trusted the chain of command. Today, Department of Defense tweeted about National Geographic's airing of chain of command.
Okay.
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 Now, that was 2 days later on January 15th.
Okay.
And there just happened to be... Now, this is the big thing, Mike.
Okay, all right.
This is the thing that I want you to kind of hold on to your pants
before I
read this.
Yep.
So not only did Q tweet that, and then there was a show called Chain of Command.
Mm-hmm.
In that show, Mike, there was a coffee mug with the letter Q on it. Now, how the fuck is Trump not arresting tens of thousands of people secretly for sex crimes? Do you see what I mean?
The evidence is mounting.
I feel like I'm owned right now. Not like it's a common mug that I found by Googling it.
That too, yeah.
It's not like that. Okay. And what it is a sign to all the MAGA people who are out there that Trump is listening and he respects us and he's going to lock up all the Pizzagate guys.
Okay.
And
exactly. I mean, pretty much. I know you're being sarcastic, but that's pretty much what it is.
Let me ask you this, actually, Duncan. Something I've been thinking about while I've been reading a little bit, preparing for this. And this is a serious question. Yeah. I know I've been kind of a dick to you. You've been kind of nice. Why, in your mind, is it not possible that some elements of even the government or some other interest group are planning these things to mislead you? Like, all this stuff just seems like... Especially this last thing, the chain of command thing, it almost seems like it can't be the first time this chain of command special was announced. It just happened to be, you know, I guess to me it seems like all this stuff is evidence to you that this guy is implanted in the White House. I could see it just as easily being someone deftly trolling many people because this person has tweeted or posted rather like 2,500 times. Not all of those things have led to places. I know there's even kind of controversy within the QAnon community about, you know, where a lot of these predictions don't go anywhere. And so to just kind of cherry pick and be like, he didn't say tip top in January, but he said it 3 months later when he was like, you know, when the worms finally took control of his brain. I don't know, like, that really proves anything. I mean, you're making major claims, right? You seem like a logical kind of guy. Yeah, like, none of this really means anything. Right. Like, they are coincidences, really.
I know,
it's just circumstantial, if even
that. Yeah. They're all coincidences. That's what I've been trying to tell you guys the whole time.
But it being a coincidence doesn't seem to really back up your claims here, though.
Yeah, it seems like you're saying that they're a coincidence would imply that it was unrelated to a conspiracy.
It's an anti-conspiracy, really.
That's a good pivot, actually. I like that. You know, I lived in Southern California for a while, and there was this place right by my house called an anti-mall, And these developers, it was a really ritzy, you know, actually it was a mall, but they called it an Annie Mall just because it sounded really cool. Hmm. But it was a mall. I wonder if that has any relation to what we're talking about.
Like an Uncle Mall?
Yeah, or like, you know, it's interesting, right? Like Annie Pop, you know, it's got to be pop music, right? You know, pop music coming out of that. When I hear an Annie conspiracy theory, sounds like maybe you think the lizard people are killing the Rothschilds.
Well, it gets pretty deep, you know. I'll say that for sure.
Way, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, what do you guys want to hear about? Like, who predicted the Pope and the Vatican and Catholic, you know, sex scandals a month before they happened? You know, he predicted the Trump Space Force like 6 months before it happened. You know, I mean, what do you guys want evidence on? You know?
But he's not predicting anything. He's not predicting stuff. He's just throwing out these, like, weird ink blot tests.
Well, it's coded language. It's coded
language. Well, it's
language,
not coded language. It's ambiguous that. Language that you could project whatever you want onto it. It's not... It's
No. It's code. And
in your mind, it's code. You don't have access to any kind of decoding. You're just looking into it and surmising what it might mean to justify your preconceived theory that he's real. If you didn't believe in QAnon, man, and someone came to you with this stuff and you weren't like, you wouldn't be convinced. If I came to you and I was like, yo, there's this guy in the Obama administration who has all this information about how Obama's great and everyone is stupid and there's no like accountability for it and it's completely anonymous, you would fucking laugh your ass off. And that would be like 10%
as
ridiculous.
You don't know what I would do. You don't know my experience.
I have a good sense of you, buddy.
For 18 years, you know?
Uh-huh.
I've been researching the Freemasons and Illuminati and all that stuff.
You've been a researcher in the occult for 18 years?
So, and...
How did you get into researching the occult?
Oh, 9/11. Because I knew something was wrong
with
that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Satan's got to be on top of that shit. So what did you find out about Satan
sure.
and 9/11? Satan.
Sounds right.
And you know, it actually lines up with some satanic rituals if you want an explanation on that too. But
I do.
Yeah, it's some crazy stuff.
So how did Satan do 9/11?
Well, it was more like a sacrificial ritual to Satan.
Sorry.
So...
Yeah,
so,
remember we're laymen.
The double X symbol. The double X symbol, right, is the seal of Saturn. And Saturn is also synonymous with Satan. Okay? So, in Rome, they worshipped Saturn as their supreme god. And their Roman city was at one time called Saturnus or Saturnius. Maybe Saturnia, something like that. So
yeah, they sound very similar.
When you, so check this out. Right in Roman numerals, 9/11.
I did
I,
it.
X,
and it,
X, I, right?
No, it says Duncan sucks. Want to write that off?
That is not what it says, actually, well, Chris.
It's the IXXI. Roman numerals is IXXI for 9/11. You got the seal of Saturn in the middle of the two towers.
Oh my!
The
God.
Roman numerals. Get it?
Yeah. Okay. So
actually, IXXI is a personal and flexible wall decoration. Actually. You can
and then the Freemasons sport the IXXI all over the place, and there's some symbolism.
You know what's really weird is that most Freemasons I know are old bastards who
could never hijack a plane.
Who are really fat and wear suspenders and really don't seem very smart at all.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
They're probably low level Masons.
I think we're giving the Freemasons.
They're probably just low levelers.
Low levelers.
That's probably just low level Masons, man. You fucking idiot.
Yeah. Watch out for those guys.
You know, here in Massachusetts, we do have like a large Freemason population, actually. So
What if, Duncan, I told you that Mike and I were both 33 degree Freemasons?
Scottish Rite.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that? I haven't read Morals and Dogma yet.
We know everything about you.
You thought this was just a podcast, huh, Duncan?
That's right.
That's going to be a...
actually, Duncan, I'm Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike is Q.
Q's way smarter than you guys. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. Q.
Yeah.
Amanon and Mike is Q.
Yes. Yeah, together.
Which one of us do you think is the Q one, Duncan?
Trick
question.
Not Chris. So I would have to say Mike, just because Mike, you seem a little bit smarter.
Yes! Hey, Duncan, looks like there's a new message from QAnon here. Hold on a second. He's getting it up.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was posting today.
I have the Q app.
Yeah, there's a new Q.
Hold on a second. I'm just looking it up. Oh, it says Duncan sucks ass. That's all it says.
Oh, it does not say that.
That is a major slam.
It says Duncan sucks ass on his... He doesn't know anything.
Jesus.
Do you think he's talking about you, Duncan?
How are you going to come back to
that's
that?
That's so Duncan. Fucking weird that we were just talking. Maybe he's listening to the podcast.
Duncan, how do you know that Q has Q clearance?
Well, just because he has all the things that he's proven and predicted. You know, I mean, he's also predicted the North Korea peace agreements months before that happened.
Yeah, he predicted that Duncan sucked.
Hey, I mean... There's no peace agreement, though.
Do you think Trump went there to end hostilities between North and South Korea or to stop the nuclear program there? Because I think that
I
think it's still going.
This is what really happened in North Korea.
It might still be going. Okay.
Okay. Oh, Duncan.
The deep state, the CIA, was controlling North Korea.
Who?
That's why...
the CIA was.
The CIA, deep state, bad guys. Like, have you ever seen 24? Like, the bad guys on 24, okay?
Based on a true story, yep.
Those guys... Yeah, those guys are running North Korea. And...
The CIA.
They got the North Korean generals in line, the CIA. And that's why there was all these, like, fake missile attacks and missile launches for a while, because they were trying to start a war. And then Trump...
And then the war didn't happen, I guess. It must be wicked hard to be America and not be able to start a war. That's tough. They weren't able to just... Well, they weren't able to pull it together, huh?
Just fly a drone over into Pakistan and bomb a wedding, and then you're good if you're Obama.
Yeah. Oh,
cool. That's a nice pivot.
Yeah. Right. Well, because he predicted all these things that have happened. You know, he predicted Saudi Arabia. He predicted
Tip Top. He predicted Duncan's an idiot. He predicted a lot of stuff.
He did the Tip Top.
Again, how do you have proof that he's got Q clearance? I mean, Q clearance is essentially a top secret clearance.
Yeah.
Right? A DOD top secret clearance, right?
He has to post in code because so he doesn't break any national security laws.
Totally.
That's why he has to post in code.
That's totally why.
But
like for real.
But to keep this legal, he wouldn't even be able. He wouldn't even be able to pose in code. That would still be illegal.
No, it's not illegal because it's so much plausible deniability. As you can see, I mean, you guys are can't even see the truth. So it's more for the advanced level people, I would think.
Advanced,
honestly.
So now, do you consider yourself an advanced level person?
Yeah, I think so. I think because you have a lot of knowledge about this subject.
Yeah.
Knowledge. So because you've been following some weirdo on 8chan for a while and who's been posting some shit.
Some weirdo that predicted the future like 18 times.
Yeah, he's actually not predicted anything, actually.
Hey, Mike.
He's actually been posting some fucking coincidences. That's crazy.
Had agents inside the State Department.
Q has
it might be more compelling if Q posted like 30 times and all 30 posts actually meant something rather than just posting a buttload of crazy shit and then also relying on other people asking him to do certain things and then being like, oh, he didn't quite do it, but 3 months later he did this and it's the same number of words. And that's, do you remember when he told me that, by the way? This happened online also. Yes. After we figured out the Air Force One photo is complete bullshit, you sent me something that said something to the effect
of, I guess, a 4chan require ask
you. You have President tweet from the plane this sentence, right?
Right.
And then you tweeted from the plane, but it wasn't that sentence.
Right.
Right. But
that's
but
weird.
What it was 17 words.
Uh-huh.
And the 17th letter of the alphabet is Q.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. Doesn't matter.
But still, though, I don't know what your proof is. I don't know what your proof is. Those things don't prove it for
Trump
me.
Trump has pointed at Q people, like, at rallies and winked at them. And,
holy fucking shit. Are you serious?
You know,
he fucking pointed and winked.
He never does that. That's crazy.
There's no fucking way that Trump is a politician who always caters to his psychotic base and would totally see the QAnon thing as a fucking political opportunity. There's no way that there's any other, like... It's either fake or real. There's no way that anyone is exploiting this or taking advantage of you or just throwing bullshit up against the wall to see whatever you psychos believe is fucking true.
You guys have been...
Okay, how about this one? Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say, sir?
You guys have been really disappointed by Q, like, lately. Like, the whole December 5th thing was a fucking bust, and, you know, I've been...
But not at all, actually. Crazy stuff happened on December 5th.
I had a huge bust on December 5th.
Yeah, because, first of all, John McCain was probably military tribunal's death, and...
sorry.
And Bush.
Hold on a minute. He was tribunal's death?
No, I mean, he was probably executed.
Oh.
By cancer.
Because Q predicted the day John McCain was going to die.
Wow, that's so crazy. That's so crazy he predicted the day. A month before he died, the fucking media has been saying every day John McCain's gonna die.
I can't believe he knew John McCain was gonna die, dude.
It's crazy.
No, but
that's
said,
crazy
like,
that the guy who has terminal died. Terminal cancer.
Month before he died, Noonan McStain is gonna die in like 30 days. Or it was like 30 days. And he just referenced homie the 30 days, and boom, it was done 30 days later.
So why would they execute?
Because he was supporting ISIS and basically arming ISIS with a bunch of weapons to fight Assad.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Like out of his pocket, or how was he doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he was, you know, facilitating. He met with all the people and decided who to pick and who to give
all the ISIS people.
Obama and Hillary.
Hillary and Obama and all the ISIS people.
Yep, keep going. Keep picking names out.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
no, I mean, that's for real. I mean,
no, it seems for real. So John McCain and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the guy that murdered Seth Rich and ISIS all got together and they were like, let's get some fucking guns and shit. And then Trump was like, let's fucking just kill John McCain for doing that. And like the FBI was like, okay, dude. And they killed John McCain, who had cancer, by the way, and could have just died on his own. But they were like, no, let's really fucking complicate this
and murder him. Q predicted to the day. I mean, that's what John McCain was doing. And then
to the
Trump
day,
team,
he said within 30 days, right? He did not predict to the day.
Yeah,
he predicted range, and he fell at the far end of the range.
No. He said 30 days, and then he referenced a specific day, and on that day, Noonan McStain died officially in the news.
Officially in the news.
So he knew when the story was
going to
break.
Earlier.
A month before it was happened.
Damn, so he's in control of, like, media shit, too. This guy is, like, on point 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's weird. He can't just be like, hey, something's going to happen on December 12th, and it happens. That's fucking weird. Like, when WikiLeaks gets people who are actually involved in classified shit, I'm not a huge fan of them anymore, but at least they just published it. And that was that. You didn't have to fucking whip out your poetry digest and do all this symbolistic analysis and numerology. And it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
where's your evidence?
It's kind of advanced for some simple
It's not advanced. It's stuff that people... It's
but,
like Dark Ages shit, you fucking moron. How the fuck is... It's ridiculous.
When you still can't get it? And you still don't
Numerology? It's the same number of sentences, so he saw it? Do you hear yourself? It's pathetic, dude.
It's the same number of what? I didn't hear you.
You're saying that because he tweeted a tweet with 17 words and this random internet commenter asked somebody if he could tweet that a same sentence with 17 words, that somehow this proves Q is involved? Now, how does this not sound insane to you when someone's yelling it at you? You must know on some level you sound ridiculous.
It's another coincidence you can add to the list.
It's not a coincidence, dude. So,
you know,
people say sentences with 17 words all the time, you fucking idiot.
So, wait a minute.
How many coincidences do you want to have before it becomes evidence? I mean, it's up to you.
Show me, like, one fucking prediction that this asshole made, man. You can't.
I told you several.
What did Q say that predicted McCain's death?
All right. There was a picture of no name. Yeah, he's a traitor because he worked with ISIS, yo.
Yeah. I guess right. That makes you a traitor when you do that, Mike. So he's got you there.
But no, how did he work with ISIS? Like, what is the proof of that?
He shook Barack Obama's hand
and hired them. You know, all those moderate rebels that were supposedly fighting ISIS and Assad?
Do you even know how government works? Do you understand that John McCain just can't personally fund militants in another country with American tax? Like, what are you saying, man?
I know. That's why he needs, like, the Secretary of State sign-off and probably the President sign-off. I forgot who they were during the time, though. Do you remember?
Well, Congress handles funding, so it wouldn't involve Obama at all, but that's cool. Congress. Fucked up.
Yeah, Obama
fifth grade civics.
Said Congress a long time before that, buddy. So
yeah.
So. Okay. So let's
hang on that one.
Okay, so we're straying from the point. So the no name is a picture of no name. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And his hands are up.
His hands are
like what?
Okay.
Okay. Like what? And that's like a picture. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's picture number one. All right. And there's another post that says, "Hands up, 30 days. Every dog has it today." All right, I think that's pretty much word for word the Q post. Okay, people are like, "Whoa, hands up!" Oh, that's no name, right? 30 days. 30 days later is National Dog Day, officially, and that's the day John McCain is toast. And I think he even predicts the exact time with his timestamp.
So
I mean, is that too much of a coded language for you to understand? Like. See, the QAnon is not for everybody. It really isn't. You know?
Yeah, it's not for
anybody.
It's not for anyone who can tie their shoes or anything.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not for anybody.
Guys, you can open a door without help.
This is insane to me.
I mean,
you haven't convinced me.
One of Q's most quotable lines is future proves past. That's one of Q's most quotable lines. You know, and that's how he said it.
Extremely quotable.
Future events will prove his posts. And that's how it happened.
When you turn on a TV and you see a guy who's on like Ricky Lake or whatever, and he's saying that he can talk to people's dead relatives, and he's like, "Oh, I'm feeling a C or a D or an E or an F or a G,"
okay,
and
then,
they're like, "Grandma."
Does the dead relatives show up after that on camera for all of us to see?
Yeah, but nothing like that even remotely happened.
That's what I would compare it to.
Yeah, well, that would be a weird comparison since it's wrong.
I think your comparison is wrong.
By some major stretch of the imagination, Q predicted John McCain's death, even though John McCain had brain cancer and he was probably going to die pretty much any day.
That was the mass media fake news cover story, was the brain cancer, just so you know.
Oh, so what was it really that killed him?
He was tried by military tribunal. He's given a deal to have an honorable funeral.
Okay.
And then executed. And then to not have his name officially dragged through the mud. But we all know what happened.
What was he charged with in the military tribunal, giving money to ISIS?
Oh, probably treason, sedition, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Specifically for what, though?
Oh, well, dude, I already told you, man. Like, for giving arms to ISIS.
All right, so what I just asked you. Okay, so he gave arms to ISIS, I guess, just as the... Because he's a senator. And he's just like... He calls up the Pentagon and he's like, "Give him some money." And the Pentagon's like, I don't know about this, John. Yeah. And he's like, "I'm a freaking senator, you son of a bitch." And then the military gets wind of it. And Noel Johnny Boy is going up the fucking flagpole, isn't he?
Well, that would have never happened if Trump, or if, I'm sorry, if Hillary won, because they were all in it together. Mm. Like, Hillary's whole plan for America was crazy.
What was her plan for America?
Would you like to know what it was? Yes, I would love to tell you.
Oh, please do.
Basically.
And she's still alive, though.
She was at the Bush funeral. And that's some crazy stuff, too. Like, we can talk about that in a minute if you want. But let me tell you Hillary's plan first. So, if Hillary won, she was going to create a false flag nuclear event blaming Russia using the Uranium 1 as the cover. And then
That real scandal.
They're going to start World War III with Russia and China.
Okay.
And she already sold a bunch of our military technology and stuff to China. So, and they made a bunch of our stuff.
Do you think that when you're elected to office, you just get access to like the private government bank account, and you're just like swiping a credit card somewhere?
Yeah, they give you like a debit card.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? All these, they're just giving money to people. The Uranium One thing is complete bullshit. You must know that, dude. You must know that that is complete bullshit.
Also, part of that is the plot of Hunt for Red October. So,
okay. Yeah, it's also like, you know. This is so ridiculous.
Well, let me finish Hillary's plan. This is her plan.
My mistake.
So China. China was going to go to war with us as well, and they made a bunch of our steel, but it was defective. Yeah. And then they had a bunch of hidden chips in our helicopters and planes and stuff,
We're only the largest consumer of Chinese products. Of course they'd want to kill us all. Yeah, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
So
if you remember last year, there was a bunch of military aircraft going down, and that was because they were being hacked. So, anyways, we were going to lose World War III.
The military.
We were going to get a bunch of immigrants, and we were going to become a third world country. And that was Hillary's plan for America.
So she was going to turn us into a third world country, pretty much.
So just to summarize it.
Okay,
she was going to crash a couple airplanes, cause a nuclear war.
Yeah,
and even though there's a nuclear war going on, she's like, let's get these fucking immigrants in here. That'll really fucking piss my people off.
Yes.
And like all these people.
White, she wants the to white destroy people the American culture.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who's right behind Hillary is Huma Abedin, and her dad was the Muslim Brotherhood creator.
Yeah, you know? Actually, the thing with Hillary is that if she was president and she died, her chief of staff's father would become president. Even if he's dead, he becomes the head of state. So it's really, that's a big deal that you guys figured that one out.
He's living in the deep state, though.
Yeah, it's not like the Muslim Brotherhood is like the fucking
another correlation.
Kiwis,
you know, you got McCain meeting with the ISIS guys. You got Huma Abedin and Hillary directly connected to the ISIS guys.
Right, directly connected.
Directly connected. That's a coincidence.
In the QAnon org chart, there's a fucking direct solid line between Hillary, Huma Abedin, and fucking ISIS.
Yeah, dude. It's hard to ignore the direct connection between Hillary and
how did
ISIS.
Nobody see this? That's insane.
Yeah, it turns out that her chief of staff's grandfather was in some fraternal organization fucking 100 years ago.
It's that the media hasn't reported it because they're all CIA assets as well.
Yeah, maybe because it's bullshit and doesn't really mean anything and you're a fucking psycho racist, dude. That might be an element.
Everybody's
reason they're not.
Have you ever heard of Have you ever heard of Operation Mockingbird?
Yeah, I have, dude. Doesn't mean that anything you fucking pull out of your ass is real, dude. I've heard of MK Ultra. I've heard of COINTELPRO. It doesn't mean that like I can just say Barney is the secret president and he's gonna shit on all of us. Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, like that's just a false comparison. Is all I can say.
It's really not a false comparison, but man.
Disingenuous at this point.
Let me ask you: do you think JFK Jr. is alive or no?
I don't know.
Agnostic on whether he survived and is secretly Snake from Metal Gear Solid. Okay, cool. I'm going to start posting on 4chan. I'm going to be like, rub-a-dub-tub, president in a bub, blah, 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 blah. And they'll be like, the president took a freaking bath. I can't believe it. This guy's real. That's the level of shit we're talking about. You're laughing.
That's a proof.
Respect you laughing at my jokes, but
that's a proof right there.
They are making fun of you, my man. So.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, it, well, yeah, I mean, your jokes are just so stupid. They're funny, and you guys are funny, but they're just so stupid, you know. It's really like something that's just way over your head, and it's a shame, you know. Yeah. Maybe some of your listeners can get it, though. That's my hope.
Is there anything that could happen, anything QAnon could do, that you feel like you wouldn't just be like, oh, well, this is a troll of the deep state, or a misdirection, or some... Because, you know, a lot of apocalyptic end-of-the-world cults, and it's been documented throughout history, their leader will set a date, and the date doesn't happen, and the cult doesn't dissolve. Mm-mm. They just make a new myth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things are not direct predictions at all, and when he's challenged to do something that direct, language. He fails. It's not coded language, dude.
Yes, it is, bro. Yeah, it is.
I mean, come on, man.
Enough of this. Enough. There's no plausible deniability.
Let me show you just a quick example of how deep this can get real all quick.
Right, yeah, okay.
This is just more of like a what am I even looking at kind of thing.
That's what I've been saying this whole time, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just, you know, just all these things that have happened. It's currently, I was going to say it's this stuff called Twilight Language. And that's like secret society.
Is that what people say when they're sundowning?
Is that the book that the tweens liked back a few years ago?
Yeah, wasn't Trump really obsessed with like litigating the relationship of that couple in the Twilight movies?
Somewhere? Yeah, that's right. Oh yeah. Shit! Well,
now I'm uncovering all kinds of
another layer to this.
Yeah, Duncan, did you think about that connection, little bitch?
Chris
meanwhile,
Stewart,
I'm
right?
on top of this shit. I'm like QAnon God over here. God damn,
Duncan. I know. I mean, you guys are pretty good. This is true. But anyway, I sent you guys a couple of pictures over to Chris, I think.
So this picture that you sent us is allegedly the Q clock. So
yeah, this is the Q clock.
Can you describe what this picture shows us?
Yeah, so basically the Q clock is a clock, okay. I believe, described how to be made by Q. And it has the days and the times. All in a circle, and that's going to correlate with posts that he makes.
Okay.
And things that happen.
Okay, so this picture that you sent now has a clock in the middle, labeled Q clock, and then it has a line going across it between two points on opposite ends.
Yep.
Okay, so.
So on the February 11th post, are we looking at the Ruth Bader Ginsburg one?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Yeah, so February 11th, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
This is too much.
Matches up on the Q clock on February 11th, goes down to the diagonal left corner to 11:05, right?
Okay.
Oh, no, 11:08.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, it's 11:08, mm-hmm. and it lines up exactly in the Q clock. So that's another way that Anons have found that does prediction, that Q can predict due to his instructions on building this Q clock.
So on February 11th, Q posted Ruth Bader Ginsburg, okay? And that correlates to one point on this Q clock. These outer circles here on the Q, outside of the Q clock. And then it lines up directly, as you might say, with another outer edge of the circle on November 8th, 2018, Justice Ginsburg hospitalized after fracturing ribs and fall. So, I mean, okay. Again.
And that was built with instructions with the Q clock from Q. So Q told Anons, build this Q clock, right? And then timestamps and things and events are going to line up with that Q clock, and you guys can put together.
How would Q
be able to know that the Q clock would line up perfectly with these events unless he was on the inside?
Because he made the clock afterward. and it happened to line up.
No, the cue clock was made. No, the cue clock was made long before, and then the keys to the clock are the posts with the timestamps that line up to event. So the cue clock was made long before.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing, I would be way more impressed if he said Ruth Bader Ginsburg gets hurt or something like that. Or why do you laugh?
I mean, it would be too obvious.
Dude, this honestly, is also so broad that literally anything could happen with the Supreme Court 30 days later, and you could be like, Q predicted it. How the fuck are you not understanding this? I'm really like getting annoyed now. You must understand that.
No. He predicted it 7 months.
He didn't predict it, you fucking idiot! He said Ruth Bader Ginsburg on a message board, and she broke her ribs! He didn't predict anything, you fucking idiot! God damn! How the fuck do you wake up in the morning to get in the shower? God, you putting on shoes and pants? You have a team of people in your life, man? Fucking hell!
You mad?
Did you just get verbally memed?
Duncan,
the truth hurts. Okay.
You seem like a very confident guy, Duncan, but I got to say, I don't really see a reason for you to feel that way. Duncan,
I know what I'm talking about.
Duncan, not true, is it?
Duncan, can you answer me a question honestly?
Yes,
of course.
Honestly, how old
Ever
are you?
Touch a boob?
How old are you?
I'm under 40.
That's a very broad answer. Can you give me a real answer? How old are you? Well, okay, fine. We'll narrow.
Why does it matter?
Why does it matter? Because I'm asking you a question.
Okay, I'm 37, if you must know.
You're not 37.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah, I am.
No.
What
no
year were you born?
Yeah, I got a baby.
What?
82. 82.
You can do math. Okay, that's good.
When's your birthday?
Yeah, when's your birthday?
I'm not going to tell you my birthday.
Yeah, you had to think about that one, and then you realize that's you're okay. Not 37, is it?
Cuba time.
Yeah, because
I'll just look in the secret Q files.
Because 82 plus 37 is 19, right? And it's 2018, right? Because you know about patterns and shit.
I'm a 78.
Fuck,
yeah,
dude.
I'm 36.
The future does predict the past, doesn't it?
Right.
So you're like 15, man.
Yeah,
right?
Dude.
High schooler, dude, man? Dude. I would respect you a lot more if you were, honestly, and then I would feel almost kind of bad.
No, I swear, I'm old.
What time do you have to get up for school tomorrow, Duncan? I'm gonna have to say this Q thing is bullshit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with Mike, dude.
Like I said before, it's not for not for everybody.
I mean, that's a convenient way to explain it off. Is that it's over my head and
it's almost like it's way under my head. What was that, man?
I'm sorry. I was just saying it kind of is over your head. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
You
can't get like simple like references to things. You know,
the thing is that there's nothing to get. These are not references to anything. These are coincidences. That bullshit cue clock is a whole jumble of information that you can shape to fit whatever event you would like to fit in it within it, and. It means nothing. It's meaningless.
It's literally designed to do exactly that. If you look at it, you can draw lines to any date you want.
It's meaningless. It's literally meaningless.
You got a straight line from one date to the other date.
Okay.
It's a straight line.
So
yeah, I see one event on that. And
that's how the cue clock works.
Yeah. Are there other events?
So what?
What other things did he predict exactly 30 days out?
I guess my question now is, how many coincidences does it take before it's mathematically impossible?
Mathematically impossible for what?
What? Are you a mathematician, man? Why are you talking like
you're
Doogie Howser?
Me, it's three. My personal life, it's three. Three coincidences, and then, boom, it's evidence after that.
Oh, my God.
So I guess you guys have to decide how many coincidences it takes for you.
I think you have to decide what a coincidence is, my man, because
the president saying a word that was posted on a message board 3 months prior.
The president does things after that. Things happen in the world after Q references them.
Let's review the bombshell cases that you brought before us, man, okay? You said that he tweeted from inside Air Force One. That was a well-debunked lie. You said that he predicted...
John McCain's death.
John McCain's death.
Which he didn't.
Didn't do it. He...
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Dude, if he posted John McCain is going to die on this date, he'd be predicting it, just being like, John McCain, big dick, bad shoulders. Like, that's not him predicting John McCain's death.
That's pretty much what he said, but, like, you know, he just referenced the specific date, you know?
How is that pretty much?
No, not really. No, no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He said National Dog Day.
So?
What do you think about when...
So lunch?
When super cool guys like Mike and I are like, wow, Duncan, you are fucking nuts. How does, like, and I'm being serious.
You know,
what do you think of that?
My entire life, actually.
You've been calling us your entire life.
I've dealt with that for a long time.
And it doesn't, I mean, yeah. I guess me too to some degree, but you seem to really be going hard for it. It doesn't bother you or doesn't give you pause or anything like that, that, like, all these people think I'm, like, out of my mind believing this?
Oh, man, you guys could never be as mean as my friends, so, you know.
Really, your friends are meaner than we were? I thought we were being pretty mean to you, honestly. So your friends give you a lot of shit for it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what, used to, for sure.
What kind of stuff, I mean, I don't want you to just humiliate yourself any more than you have, but, like, what's their take on it? Like, are they like, you're fucking crazy, or, like, do they engage, do they just dismiss you outright, or what's the deal?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, you know, they'll dismiss me mostly, not all the time, you know, they'll engage too, but then they'll say I'm a fucking idiot, so it's kind of funny. But, so let me give you an example real quick, talk about humiliation, or we'll see if this is humiliation. But, do you guys remember the Berenstain Bears?
Yes.
Would you spell their name without Googling it for me real quick?
Fucking hell.
B.
on our system, no Google.
Okay, hold on a second. Before I do this... Why?
Because it proves the Matrix is real.
What's that?
Maybe. Anyways, will you spell it without Googling it?
I can do that,
He's talking about the Mandela effect.
Huh?
He's talking about the Mandela effect, right? Is that what you're trying to reference, man?
Well, just spell it first and see what you guys...
I already know about the Berenstain Bears thing and the Mandela effect, so you're not going to trick us that people think it's spelled one way, but it's actually spelled one way.
I don't appreciate your ruse, sir.
I don't see what that has to do with QAnon at all.
It's not a ruse. So, I mean, did you ever read the books?
Yes.
Okay, well, how did you remember the name spelled?
It's not something I really thought about.
Because I saw it in the supermarket the other day.
I don't know. I mean, come on, dude. So what's the Berenstain Bear Mandela effect mean now?
Give it a shot.
I'm not going to... I don't know.
It's the Berenstain Bears. Yeah. I know that. We both know the little...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I
I remember Berenstain, you know.
Right.
That's how I remember. And I even did, like, an online post about it, and 99 out of 100 people remembered it the old way.
Okay.
And everybody I've ever asked remembers it the old way.
Okay. Yeah, I used to say Reese's Pieces, Reese's Pieces. I was so shocked to find out that was not the way that it was actually spelled.
And the other day on the show, I said Mario, and you were like, "Who the heck are you talking about?"
Almost like people have different ways of saying things.
Almost like it doesn't prove anything at all.
Like Berenstain and Berenstain, that would be like confusing it with Frankenstein. You know
what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
Well, it's different sounds.
It's, so what? It's sure
you know, it's like, oh, you remember that guy Frankenstein? No.
Got him.
No?
That'd actually be
Frankenstein.
That'd be actually be a good porno name for him.
Yeah, some people say Frankenstein. Just saying that.
Yeah, or Steen or Stein, just like Berenstein or Stein. You called it Berenstein just a minute ago yourself.
How does this relate to QAnon?
Oh, no, that was, it doesn't. That was just another thing that my friends give me shit about.
Can you see why they give you shit about it, dude?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are you, what are you doing, man? Jesus Christ. Of course they're giving you shit about that. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, but you know.
Dude, come on.
I mean,
how's that salmon?
Yeah, dude.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
The thing that killed me about this, dude, is that we have the QAnon guy on. And I'm like, oh, you know, they dye salmon pink. And he's like, I don't know if I believe that. And I'm like, what? You don't know if you believe that.
I said I heard about that. You know, I mean.
You said you didn't know if it was true or not. Seemed to be a little
skeptical. Yeah, I mean, I haven't cared enough to actually, get into it.
Well, Duncan.
I mean.
Again, I ask you to think about how many coincidences it takes before it's impossible.
I'm at zero coincidences,
All right.
Well, Duncan, thank you for calling.
And then you have to have a certain level of intellect as well.
Right.
To understand it.
Once again,
like a really low level.
I mean, and once again, for me, there's no proof that this guy has Q or top secret DOD clearance.
Literally, has not predicted single thing at all.
Has not predicted a goddamn thing. Has listed off a bunch of murky statements that people can run back after the fact and say, "Oh my god, he predicted that."
It's just ink blood, Duncan Wayne.
Sorry,
in
buddy.
Here.
Sorry, sorry.
This ain't it, Chief.
It's not. But maybe I'm stupid.
It could be we're dumb as shit.
It could be. All right, man. Well, look, appreciate you talking to us.
Duncan, please stop doing this shit, man.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Your friends want to like you.
Look, if you really care about the world, and I'm serious about this, man, like, you seem like a guy who cares about the world and stuff that happens in it. Don't waste your time, like, in numerology and trying to figure out all these secret meanings of things. Like, there's so much bullshit in the world you can just address on its own terms. You don't have to decode it. Like, if you really care about the world and not about just, like, kind of feeling smug and, like, figuring out these secret codes and annoying your friends or whatever, you know, there's things that you can do that are not just these rabbit holes that go nowhere.
Like Chris said, there's this...
I have a response to that, actually, real quick, is that, you have to talk in code because the bad guys are watching Q's board as well. You know, so he can't just go out and say what's going to happen tell him their move.
Why did he post a fake photo of the Air Force One? What was the code there? What was he trying to... You're saying it's a code to own China and stuff that only a couple guys on 4chan get? When Saudi Arabia's Twitter account wanted to own America, they tweeted a picture of, like, 9/11. I don't understand how that's an own.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. You have to, like, deconstruct it to an incredibly meaningless level.
Yeah, it gets pretty deep. It's the big troll, you know?
I agree with you there,
man. It's
just
like what we do, but like super advanced.
Yeah, I do think it's a troll. I don't know how someone who's online can't take like a look at this for 5 seconds and be like, you know, I'm probably being trolled here.
Yeah, half of Q's posts are literally trolling the deep state.
But how? Okay, so you're acknowledging that half the posts don't even mean anything. I mean, how reliable is
this? No, they do. They all mean something. When Q is, like, trolling the deep state, he's forcing them to react somehow. And however they react, it'll benefit Q team because they already know all their moves. You know, it's like Dune. You've seen Dune?
Oh, fucking
you know, whatever happens, no matter how bad it can be, it's always according to plan. That's Q and Trump. You know, I've had so many I've refined my bullshit filter so much over the years, so I can spot bullshit pretty quick. And
seems that way.
QAnon has proven himself is the thing. If QAnon was bullshit, I would have known. In fact, I thought he was for a little while, too.
Give me it.
And I was getting a little scared.
Not to interrupt.
But
can you list me, like,
what's going on?
Just off the top, real quick, five things in your mind that are complete bullshit. Three things.
I don't know, lots of things. Like, anything CNN says, you know?
Yeah, total
okay,
bullshit.
Like, 9/11 bullshit. Official story is bullshit, right? Totally.
So, 9/11, CNN, one more thing.
The Vatican. They're all Satan worshippers.
Okay.
Okay, see...
So, how about something that QAnon has not talked about that's bullshit?
Oh, I don't know.
Current events.
Okay. Let's see here.
Pop culture.
Like, I thought the Black Panther movie was horrible, and everybody seemed to like that. What? And not only that, but the Wakandans were racist. I don't know if you noticed that.
I actually didn't see that. Did you see
that? Yeah, I didn't see it. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Wakandans are calling the white people colonists. You know,
oh, that's so inaccurate of them to do that. I can't believe they would say that.
I know.
Very offensive to call white people colonists.
Yeah, I mean, the person that they called a colonist didn't colonize anybody. He was just an innocent person.
That pissed you off, huh?
I mean,
well, it's racist.
Well, all right. That seems more like an opinion, really. So what's something that is projected as fact in the media or somewhere elsewhere that you think is bullshit?
Why don't you throw some at me and I'll tell you if it's bullshit.
No. I need you to tell me because you told me and Chris, you said, well, there's a million things that are bullshit. So.
Okay. Like history, you know, like all of history is skewed.
All of history is skewed. So what in particular,
yeah.
Give me a specific thing in history that you believe is bullshit.
World War One and Two were organized by the Rothschilds. At the end of World War One is the Belfort Agreement, which gave, which basically took the land away from the Palestinians and gave it to the Israelis. So all of World War One is basically just about giving land to Israel.
Okay.
And then that coincides with World War II because Hitler sent the Jews, exiled all the Jews to Israel, and then the bankers started another war to get everybody in debt.
You know, it's weird to me.
Suddenly turned their economy around just like that. Where do you think they got the money from, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking weird you make a bunch of money when you go to war. That's definitely not something that every high schooler knows. Yeah, 7 years, they're
the most powerful military in the world after being the lowest country.
Hey, how do you
think that happened?
How do you think we did D-Day when we were in the Great Depression? Just wondering, bro. How do you think that went down? It's almost like governments
factories into tank factories and stuff, you know.
Ah, okay. But Germany, I guess... different situation or something. They couldn't
America had to borrow.
You're crazy.
America did it. They borrowed money from the Rothschilds too. That was the Federal Reserve, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you think they got the money to do that? They all borrowed money from the banks.
Okay, so
dude.
Oh, boy.
So who do you think the bankers were? You know, I mean...
Oh, well, the Jews, of course.
Think they just all magically get money, you know?
Yeah, no, the pouring is it to them. Am I right, buddy? Yeah, that's...
Say what?
Oh, I said the Torah gives it to them, right? Because they're Rothschilds. Do you know,
Not the Torah. It would probably be the other one. Talmud. The Talmud.
The more accurate Jewish text... Thank you for correcting me.
Well, that's...
yeah. So...
Yeah. Well, they're all Zionists.
It fucking sucks that Jewish bankers were responsible for the Nazis. That's something...
Well, I wouldn't say that's what Jewish bankers. I would say
that's
Zionist.
That's literally
bankers,
what you said, though, you know? Isn't it? That's pretty much exactly what you said.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, Zionist is a political affiliation. I don't know why you guys are being racist.
There aren't any Zionists on this show, dude, but I also don't blame the Rothschilds for Hitler. But
yeah, that's
kind of a different...
That's a little bit
different.
So are you guys Rothschild puppets? Are you guys shills for the Rothschilds?
Yeah, George... Is? I'm sitting on George Soros' lap right now. I'm giving him a big old handy. You want to watch?
It's two-handed. All right, all right.
Dunk.
I think we've...
Dunk.
We've extracted everything we can from this. I have to remove the Rothschild forearm from my asshole right now. So, Duncan, thank you very much for indulging us.
Yeah, thanks for being anti-Semitic on our program.
Yeah, totally.
Appreciate it.
Totally appreciate it.
Whatever.
Yeah, QAnon's bullshit. You're full of shit. You're lonely. You need a life. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
The Rothschilds are cool.
What a fucking idiot.
I cannot believe we spent it with that dude. I can't believe he spent it with us. I was getting so... It was fun for like a while. And then
it was so frustrating because it's like... You honestly can't see how this is bullshit.
It was kind of what I wanted to explore by having him on was like, how would this play out? Because I've never spoken to anyone in real life who actually ascribes to QAnon shit.
Damn.
And he doesn't seem like he's...
He's not dumb.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's like... He seems crazy, I guess. What the fuck was he on? All the shit. All of it.
Do you think he was getting mad at us at the end? Well, that's it. We're working on some new stuff, but until then, we're going to put together some of our old classic bits with some stuff that we haven't released yet. We think you'll really like that too, or we hope you will. This Awful Podcast is produced by me, Mike G, and Chris Caesar. Music for this episode is from Sittin' Down Productions. You can find them at sittindown.bandcamp.com. Our main theme and other production music is from audionetwork.com. Find us on Twitter at This Awful Pod and give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 1-833-SOYBOYS. Love that number. So until next time, we will see you when we see you.
He didn't predict it, you fucking idiot!